World Health Organization says the Ebola virus is continuing to spread geographically in three West African nations worst affected by it. But at the same time, the Geneva-based organization says there are some encouraging signs that the incidence of Ebola is slowing down in some areas. As the number of cases in West Africa marches towards 9,000, there's been another death in Europe from the virus, this time in Germany. Europe correspondent Barbara Miller reports.
The number of people infected with the Ebola virus is rising at what seems like an alarming rate.
It's 8,914 cases are the number today. We will go over 9,000 cases this week. The number of reported deaths are 4,447.
The World Health Organization says by the end of the year there could be between 5 and 10,000 cases a week in the three affected West African nations, Guinea, Sierra Leone and Liberia. But there are some encouraging signs. The WHO's Assistant Director General, Bruce Aylward, says in some areas the number of new cases is slowing down.
There's a lot of information that suggests that this is the result of real change in the behaviour or the approach of communities. But remember, this is Ebola. This is a horrible, unforgiving disease. You've got to get to zero. And what gets you down to a level of control may not be, and usually isn't, what's going to get you down to zero.
However, the WHO is concerned about the trends it's seeing in urban areas.
In all capitals of all three countries, you're seeing escalating case numbers. We often talk about Monrovia, of course, and the huge numbers of cases that were being seen there. But then also in Freetown and Conakry, you have escalating case numbers.
In Europe, there's been another death from the virus. A United Nations medical worker flown to Germany after he contracted Ebola has died, despite what German doctors say were intensive efforts to save him. Bernhard Ruf, the head doctor at the clinic in the city of Leipzig where the man was treated, says he's not concerned about contagion.
All the hygiene measures were performed on the highest level to protect the medical staff and to protect the total environment.
In Spain, there are signs that a nurse, Teresa Romero, infected while treating a dying priest, is showing signs of improvement. Dr. Antonio Andreu.
Medicine is not a predictive science. She remains gravely ill. But in this situation, we have to say that every day that passes is in our favour, and that is very important.
At London's Heathrow Airport, some passengers who began their journey in Ebola-affected countries are being screened, a multi-million dollar measure that even the government admits is more about raising awareness than detecting any actual cases. This is Barbara Miller in London, reporting for AM.